Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. Hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey here, inviting you to stay tuned for The Ron Caskey Show. That's me, I'm Dr. Ron Caskey, that's spelled C-A-S-K-E-Y. I'm going to give you my website, my email address, my cell phone numbers, and here's what I do and what we're going to talk about on today's Ron Caskey Show. We're going to talk about how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. I'm going to give you some details. I can do more in front of you, but I'll at least get your attention on the Ron Caskey Show today, and I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Yep, for a fact, I can show you how to do that. And then I'm going to invite you to call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. So I'm going to give you my cell phone numbers, my website, my email address, and then we're going to talk about your retirement. It's your retirement, folks. I don't do the gambling side of the table where you pay a financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker to gamble with your retirement, the largest casino in the world. And that's Wall Street. I don't do that. So stay tuned. The Ron Caskey Show starts right now. Well, hi everybody. Welcome once again to the Ron Caskey Show. That's me. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm here every week at this same time. I'm your host. You can call me. You need to call me. Don't put it off calling me this afternoon. I can tell you for a fact, things are not going to get better anytime soon, and it could very likely take you down with it. So get a pen, piece of paper, jot down my phone number, call me this afternoon and get on my calendar before it fills up. My calendar is filling up every week. Some people actually believe me. Some people actually trust me. Some people actually call me and get the information in person. So here's my number so you can get on my calendar this coming week. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I'll bring information to your home or your office or a coffee shop. I just want 30-ish minutes with you and your spouse and your stuff to show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. Listen up. I'll show you and your spouse how to get lifetime income till you die or hit 120 years old. Not until you run out of money, because if you take the same amount of income I'm talking about that you can get for life, if you take that same dollar amount out of your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and your portfolio, and you are a long liver, you can and will drain the pot. You will run out of money. Guess what? When that happens, what are you going to do? Go to Walmart, put on a blue smock and a yellow smiley button and a bulletproof vest and stand around and say, "Welcome to Walmart," and earn pennies? Or you could call me and get lifetime income. Understand, with one of my indexed annuities, you cannot ever lose a penny of your money due to the downturn in the market, ever. When the market goes up, you gain. When the market goes down, you keep your gains. Market goes up, keep your gains. That goes till you die, and if you leave any money in the death benefit, your beneficiaries get the same thing. So give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. By the way, my Bible Views radio show tomorrow, if you don't get it in your market and you don't on the Western Slope, you can get it on my website, which is ronkasky.com. Click on the double click on the radio button. You can hear today's and tomorrow's radio shows on my website. They're up there for a week. So always read headlines out of the Wall Street Journal and some out of the Denver Compost. So here's some headlines. Inflation hits three-year high. These are current headlines, folks, just in the last few days. Inflation hits three-year high, the highest it's been since 2023. The subheadline under that says consumer prices rise 4.2% as the U.S.'s war with Iran drives energy costs higher. Here's another headline, same Wall Street Journal. Gasoline prices wipe out more than a year of wage gain. So what you earned extra this year, the price of gasoline wipes that out. And then the subheadline, average price for gasoline in the United States, $4.50 a gallon. The CPI, Consumer Price Index, is 4.2%. The average hourly earnings is 3.4%. Do you see that 0.08 disparity there? The CPI is 4.2. The average hourly earnings is 3.4%. Here's another headline. Inflation is picking investors' pockets. See, when inflation goes up, it eats away at any profits you have. Here's another one. Stocks fall on Mideast clashes and pick up in inflation. So stocks fall, inflation is up. Here's another one. This one's important. I've been talking about this for a long time, at least for a couple of years. Fidelity and Vanguard and BlackRock finally hired somebody with a brain, and now they're adding annuities to their 401ks. Let me read that again, because I've been saying this for months. Fidelity, this is a big headline in the Wall Street Journal. Fidelity, Vanguard, and BlackRock now add annuities to your 401ks. Subheadline, firms bet retirees are looking for more predictability in how they withdraw funds. Duh. I'm telling you, I'm just one guy out here and a few people listening to me every week. And I've been saying you need annuities so that you have predictability in how you withdraw funds in retirement. Pay attention. Now the big boys are finally getting on board. Here's another headline. Social Security at risk for cuts by 2032. Pay attention. If Congress does not develop a plan to shore up the program, it would need to cut benefits for millions of Americans in just a little more than 6 years. Just a little more than 6 years. That means, and this is in the text of that article, that means incoming revenue would be enough to pay only 78% of benefits. In other words, that's a reduction in your benefits of 22%. Further down in the same article, Medicare's hospital trust fund is expected to run out of money in 2033, slightly earlier in the same year as the trustees had estimated last year. Now, if it's coming down a year at a time, reckon what that'll look like in just a few short years. But it says Medicare is projected to have only enough money to pay 89% of the program's hospital bills. See, I say this all the time. If you or I ran our business like the government runs theirs on our money, the government doesn't make money, folks. No, the government does not make money. They only collect taxes, penalties. They collect money from us. And they are so, the government is so ill-run, the money is so mismanaged, because you've got people in Congress making the decisions that it doesn't affect them. Medicare doesn't affect any politician in the District of Criminals. Social Security doesn't affect any politician in the District of Criminals. Now, insurance costs, increased insurance costs, and on and on and on. It doesn't affect them. They just make laws that affect us and fattens their pockets. And so, investor stock shift, whoops, let me back up. The boom in crypto ETFs has risks for investors. Another thing I talk about every week, I said I don't like cryptocurrency. Why not? Because it's smoke and mirrors. It isn't cash. You have to pay cash to get a Bitcoin, but it's not stored in cash. This is just data in a server farm someplace on the planet. And the owners are taking your money. And so the boom, drop down one, the boom in crypto ETFs has risks for investors. Pay attention. Investors face higher costs and the unwelcome prospect of fund closures as more digital asset funds come to market. Now, our all-knowing, supreme ruling, stupid government has now made digital currency available in your 401ks. More smoke and mirrors. Now, it took them all these decades to add annuities, and now they add smoke and mirrors because they're getting fat cat rich off of cryptocurrency. And so the prospect of fund closures as more digital asset funds come to market. Another headline. Investor stock shift sets back NASDAQ rebound. So the NASDAQ rebounded and now the stock shift sets it back. The nascent, however you pronounce that word, rebound in tech stocks ended a lurching drop on Tuesday, with the NASDAQ composite losing about 1%. You say, well, that's not bad. Listen to the end of this. Losing about 1% in its largest blown gain since early January. So the first 6 months is gone. One more headline. Companies opt out of Pride events. Well, again, duh. When it starts affecting their profits, they're going to wake up to what we've been saying all this time. So companies opt out of Pride events, sponsoring them and so on. Why? Because it costs them money. However, major names, this is a disappointment, major names such as Marriott, aren't those owners Mormons? No, nothing wrong with Mormons. I like them and I like their families and so on. But I think the head of Marriott are Mormons, meaning they supposedly are religious people, and yet they are still sponsoring Pride events. Another one is L'Oreal. Another one is Red Bull. And they continue to serve as top-level Pride event backers. See, you can't stop buying stuff just because of somebody's political bent. But I like, personally, Janine and I like staying at Hilton's, and that's why we stay in them all over the country if we can. I used to stay in Marriott's. I will do my best not to stay in a Marriott ever again for that reason right there. Here's one more, and I'll finish this, and then we'll get down to some serious business. This is real scary. Our neighbors to the north, right? Canadian bill puts Bible in the crosshairs. Sermons could become a hate crime. Now I'm going to read three paragraphs of this three-page article. If you want it, let me know. Give me a call. Send me an email. I'll get it out to you. For generations, Canadians have enjoyed a reputation for being among the freest people in the world. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the ability to openly debate moral and social issues have long been considered fundamental rights. Well, they used to be the same in the United States, and they're getting shut down by the Democrats on an hourly basis. That is why the advancement of Bill C-9 through Canada's Senate has generated such intense concern among Christian leaders, constitutional experts, and faith communities across the nation. Supporters of the legislation argue that it is necessary to combat hatred and protect vulnerable groups from targeted abuse. Few would dispute the importance of protecting citizens from violence, harassment, or genuine threats. The concern, however, is not whether hatred should be opposed. The concern is whether the government is redefining biblical beliefs themselves as hateful. At the center of the controversy is Bill C-9's removal of Section 319.3b of Canada's Criminal Code. That provision has historically protected individuals who express religious beliefs in good faith based on sacred texts such as the Bible. Critics warn that moving this safeguard creates a legal environment where long-held Christian teachings could become vulnerable to criminal complaints. So, me quoting scripture on here, it would be considered a criminal offense, and they could put me in jail for that. When I preach, as I do in weekends all around the country, and of course, I preach the Bible. I preach the whole counsel of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. That's all I preach. That's all I memorize. That's all I read. My clients are the same. And when I get up to preach and open my Bible, they could come in and arrest me and put me in federal prison. If that ever happens in the United States with these liberal, socialist, communist, left-wing nut Democrats like we have running the state of Colorado, if I ever was up preaching and they marched in, they would have to arrest me because I am there. I will never, ever, as long as I have breath, I will never stop preaching the Bible. as the Word of God. Now, however, in Canada, if these communists get their way, preachers will have their sermons censored, and they'll come in and arrest them. A Bible study. Well, we're already there. Newsom, during COVID, following Dr. Fauci, one of the biggest criminals that ever came into being, Newsom, during COVID, not only shut churches down like they did here in the state of Colorado, he said you can no longer have a home Bible study, but with anybody except your wife and your husband and your kids, your immediate family, you may not have anybody, any outsiders into your home for a home Bible study. That's censorship. That makes it criminal. And some people stood up. There's a church in California that after COVID, they sued the state of California and got millions because they tried to shut them down. And so wake up, America. Wake up, preachers. We need preachers that'll take that kind of stand and make sure that doesn't slide south of the Canadian border across that new bridge that they're finishing between America and Canada. Make sure their politics don't help ours get any worse than they already are. Now, we're going to talk about finances and we're going to talk about money. When I come back, I don't have time now to finish out this segment, but when I come back, I'll start with one of my songs off of one of my albums. And the name of the title of the song is I've Never Been This Homesick Before. I had a funeral just a few days ago of a longtime friend of mine. She was in, her and her boys were in my church since 1975. She taught in my school. We've been friends for 51 years. And she died a few months into being 99 years old. And there were some old friends there that I hadn't seen in decades, literally. And we all had this discussion, you know, none of us are going to get out here alive. And I said to some of those people as we commiserated about our friend, and I said, you know, the longer I live, the more people I have on the other side than I have here. And we talked about the fact that when we die, we're going to heaven. But there's a lot of people that just won't be so. And I said, because of that, the more friends and relatives I have on the other side, the more homesick I am for heaven. And somebody made that statement to me at that service. And they said, you know what? My parents are gone. My grandparents are gone. Some of us have kids that are gone. And friends are gone. And relatives are gone. And somebody said to me, you know what? Every day I grow more homesick for home. Now, if you don't know what that means, you need to pick up the phone and call me like one of my friends did a few weeks back. He picked up the phone and he called me and he said, I believe I need to be born again. And I led him to the Lord over the phone. And then a few days ago, I stopped by his house to see him and I had prayer with him. And I just wanted him to know somebody out here really does care. I wanted him to know, you know, you're safe now, right? When you die, I'll get to see you in heaven. Give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today, especially if you need to be born again. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, And they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front, and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. To my second segment of today's Ron Caskey Show. That's me. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at the same time. Be sure to give me a call this afternoon. Don't put it off. Get on my calendar. My time doesn't cost you anything. I will bring the information to you. Give me 30-ish minutes with you and your spouse and your stuff, and I will show you how to capture the upside of the market with none of the downside risk. I will show you how to get lifetime income for you and your spouse till you die or hit 120 years old. And so give me a call. I'll show you how to do that. The choice is yours after that. No pressure, no cost. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Now, carrying forward the thought that we left off on the last segment, where I was talking about more friends and relatives on the other side than down here, today is Father's Day. And so all of you dads, happy Father's Day. I miss my dad every day, every day. And he died in 1987, and he was 67 years old. And he was my best friend, the wisest man that I've ever known. He and my granddad taught me so much. And so especially on Father's Day, if your father is not with you, God bless you. I know you feel the same way. And so happy Father's Day to you. I want to sing a song I recorded years ago. It's the same, carry forward this same thought. I've never been this homesick before. Hope it's a blessing to you. We come back, we're going to talk about America's debt clock. When does it matter? And how does it apply to retirees and people here today? Here you go. Hope this song's a blessing to you.
There's a light in the window. The table spread in someone standing by the open door. I can see the crystal river, so I must be here forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. Believe. See the bright light shine.
I've never been this homesick before. Until we either die or the trumpet sounds. That's the rapture of the church. Until then, we got to keep on keeping on, folks. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. See, too many Christians today, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. You need to get your eyes off of Wall Street. It'll kill you. It'll depress you. Get your eyes off of those stupid politicians in the District of Criminals and in the state of Colorado. They'll bring you down. You gotta stop thinking about all the problems around you. God's got it handled. And as long as you're a child of the King, you're safe in the arms of God. And so stop worrying and remember we're just pilgrims here. We're just passing through. And so there you go. Let's talk about America's debt clock. When does it matter? And every generation thinks debt doesn't matter until suddenly it does. A young family can ignore debt for a while. A business can ignore debt for a while. A government can even ignore debt for a while. But eventually, interest shows up. And when interest becomes one of your largest expenses, the conversation changes, folks. So we're going to talk about America's debt clock, what it means, what it doesn't mean, why retirees should probably pay attention. So first of all, how did we get here? Well, the debt didn't just appear overnight. It grew decade after decade. And America carried debt after the Revolutionary War. Debt exploded during the Civil War, during World War I, during World War II. After World War II, the economy grew rapidly. Growth helped shrink debt as a percentage of GDP. And so then beginning in the 1970s and 80s, deficits became more common. Both parties contributed. Is it a Republican problem or a Democrat problem? Both parties contributed. Spending increased, entitlement programs expanded, military spending continued, emergency spending became normal. I did a deep dive on this. You may want some of these numbers on this and inflation numbers over the years, but just for giggles and grins, here's a quick timeline on this. So the year 1980, the national debt was $908 billion. 10 years later, it was $3.2 trillion, 1990. The year 2000, $5.7 trillion. 2010, $13.5 trillion. 2020, $26.9 trillion. 2026, approximately $37 trillion. And growing. So here's a ratio that's been important over history. The debt to GDP, gross domestic product, and here's the history on it. And this, most often, this is a better measure than debt alone because it compares debt to the size of the economy. So, 1946, post-World War II, it peaked at about 119% debt to GDP. That's outrageous. By 1980, it was about 31%. 2000, 55%. 2010, about 91%. 2020, we're back to post-World War II numbers, about 127%. Today, 2026, it's roughly between 120 and 125%, the debt to GDP ratio. So America has carried debt before. The difference today is that we're carrying World War II levels of debt without fighting World War II. And so you got to think about that. If America were a business, we'd be generating about $30 trillion worth of economic activity while carrying roughly $37 trillion in debt. And so you got to take a look at this, folks, and see where we're at. It's got to change. And so when interest becomes the monster, let's think about that for a minute. When interest becomes the monster, debt is manageable until the interest payment starts crowding out everything else. So every American understands this on a personal basis, because the majority of the people that listen to me have mortgage payments, credit card payments with, can you believe it, 32% interest that the government allows. That's usury. A lot of people have car payments, and eventually interest takes over. So just think about this. Suppose a family earns $100,000, and then suddenly $25,000 of that goes toward interest, and then $30,000, and then $35,000 goes toward interest. Not principal. You're not reducing the principal at all. Just a third of your income now goes to interest. Not principal, not progress, just simply interest. Eventually, something's going to get squeezed. Now, here's the government version of that. The federal government faces the same issue. As debt grows, interest expense grows, borrowing costs rise, flexibility shrinks. So what happens if a recession arrives again, like it did in 08 and 09? What if more wars arrive? What if emergency spending arrives? What if Social Security pressures increase? And I won't have time to get to that today, but we've got to consider that. A heavily indebted borrower has fewer options. And the same is true for governments. So again, I did a deep dive on this, and you got to take a look at it. Historical interest cost. Interest on the national debt. The year 2000, it was about $223 billion. 2010, about $197 billion. 2020, $345 billion. Today, 2026, it's about $1 trillion annually paying just on the interest alone. We now spend more on interest than we spend on many cabinet-level departments combined. Imagine making $100,000 a year and spending $25,000 to the bank every year before you ever buy groceries or gasoline or insurance. See, it does affect us ordinary people. And so here's the hidden tax of inflation. 20 years ago versus today, 2006, 2026. Gasoline in 2006, the national average was roughly $2.58 a gallon. 2026, it's over $4.50 a gallon. And Colorado often fluctuates around those levels. I actually got $3.77 the other day, but crude was down, and now it's back up again. And retirees aren't worried about Washington. They're worried about their own purchase power. So, a typical family grocery bill today, or in 06, was around $400 to $500 a month. Today, it's $900 to $1,200 a month. Many families report doubling over 20 years. Electricity. Average monthly electric bill in 06 was $80 to $90. Today, it's $160 to $220, depending on where you live. Homeowners insurance. 2006 was about $800 a year. Today, it's frequently $2,000 to $3,500. Some states are even higher than that. Medicare Part B. In 06, it was $88.50 a month. Now in 2026, it's over $206 a month. That one hits retirees directly in your pocketbook. And so you got to pay attention. So let's see how inflation works. 20 years ago, a gallon of gas was around $2.58. Your electric bill might have been around $85. Part B, Medicare, $88.50. Many homeowners were paying under $1,000 annually for insurance. I told you what those numbers are today. See, the danger isn't necessarily that America runs out of money. The danger is that your retirement dollars buy less and less and less. And if you're retired, purchasing power matters every bit as much as your all-important portfolio value. So, debt always matters eventually. And here's just a few questions that I've got 3 minutes left to give you. The issue isn't, will America disappear? The issue is, how should families prepare if purchasing power continues to be challenged? So retirees should focus on reducing personal debt. You need to get out of debt. And that takes practice, and it takes severe discipline. Reduce personal debt, preserving your principal, maintaining liquidity. I'm big on liquidity, and that's, I have indexed annuities with liquidity, folks. Don't buy what your financial planner advisor, CFP lion person, tells you about indexed annuities. You can get money out of your indexed annuity. There is liquidity, but you should have at least 6 months to a year of money you can get your hands on in a CD, money market, a coffee can. I don't care. You don't make any interest on it, but you can get your hands on it. You need 6 months to a year of expenses or income someplace where if all income stops, you can survive till you find a better alternative. And so reduce personal debt, preserve your principal, maintain liquidity, and having guaranteed income sources. I've got a product that I talk about all the time. It's an income index annuity. It's got 10% bonus on it and a minimum of 10% a year interest applied to your money, guaranteed for 20 years. And if the index goes above that, you get that instead of the floor of 10%, but you're guaranteed never to go below earning 10% a year on your income value. And then it has guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse, and it's got the nursing home doubler on that, that if you had to go in a nursing home, they double that income and to help you pay for long-term care. So you need guaranteed income sources. You need to plan for inflation. Now, just let me say this in closing. I can't control Washington. You can't control Washington. But we can control our own household. We can eliminate debt. We can build reserves. We can protect our retirement income. And we can use a little common sense, which is missing in nearly 99% of the politicians in our state and the District of Criminals. We can protect retirement income, and we can use a little common sense while the politicians continue to argue about it. And so that's a lot better use of our energy. So instead of worrying about what's coming and what the idiots in Washington and the state of Colorado are doing, you need to concentrate on how can I avoid that happening to me. And the best way to do that is to call me and talk about one of my indexed annuities. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front, and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. 1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. There you go. There's the Ron Caskey Show for today. I appreciate you listening. And I'm going to tell you again, you need to call me for a no-cost appointment. No cost. My time never cost you a penny, and there's never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. I'm going to show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. So all I want you to do today is give me a call and get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And again, no cost, no pressure. But I am going to show you, and I use only, you've heard the show, you've heard me say it week in and week out, I only talk about indexed annuities. That's a life insurance company product where your money is indexed to a market. Your money is not in the market. So if you want to get the truth, you want to get the honest facts about how to protect, preserve, and grow and recession-proof your retirement, call me today, 303-710-3791, toll free, 877-218-1972. And oh, by the way, don't forget to dial in here, KLTT, tomorrow to the Bible Views Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Bye.